From orbs to shades, the spirit end of the paranormal pool is anything but shallow, but it is easy to find yourself drowning. When you're young, if you are anywhere near a group of same-aged folk and you want to freak each other out, you tell ghost stories. You gather up a blanket and you swap them like baseball cards at the expo, waiting with your breath held for your turn at the mic because 9 times out of 10, everyone in that room has a ghost story. They can be as vanilla as seeing your great-grandfather in the cellar, or they can be as mollifying as the dark shape that follows you to every town you have lived in since you were still taking naps in school. But in my experience, almost everyone I know has a ghost story, and anyone who doesn't have one secretly and desperately wants one. People have been infatuated with the supernatural almost as long as they have been with religion. In fact, if religion were a lounge singer, then the paranormal would be a rock star. Unless you worship snakes or speak in tongues, most of the time, your chosen faith is fairly banal. But the unexplained? Shit, that's like your first leather jacket or your first French kiss. Taboo is always the more appealing possibility. Maybe it's the implied darkness or the fantasy side. But I do know ghost stories are more intriguing because no two are